This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Talks on the crisis in the Sudanese region of Darfur are continuing in the capital of Nigeria. Joining us now to talk about the challenges that the World Food Program faces in the region is Carlos Velosa. He is the program's emergency coordinator for Darfur. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You're trying to feed about 2.8 million people.
In Darfur, yes.
Right. And yes. What would a person in a camp now, with this cut in rations, get as a meal?
We give a basket of food for a month, 2,200 calories per day. We have cut the rations to 1,053 calories per day.
About 1,000 calories a day, which is quite a bit less than the average person lives on.
This is 46% of what we will supposed to be delivering.
Who has come through with money for food, and who is not coming through on pledges?
Up to now, out of the 232 million that we have received, around 85% have been a donation of the United States.
And where has the EU been, or the Middle East been in this?
Well, the EU or the European Commission, they have already told us that they will intend to give us some funds, but we are still waiting.
And Middle East countries?
Oh, the Middle East countries, we haven't received anything.
There was a major rally in Washington, D.C. this past weekend to raise awareness about the situation in Darfur. Why don't you think awareness is translating to more money for this issue?
Well, I think that all these initiatives are welcome. It's a pity that the decision makers take so much time to decide.
Tell us about a camp that you visited recently in the Darfur region. Paint us a picture, if you would, of what it's like to live there.
Well, to live there, it's people that have left their villages, their houses, and they go to these gatherings looking for safety and security. The huts, they are not exactly the same ones that they have in their villages. They were smaller, built with woods and sticks they can find around the gathering or the camp. They are covered normally with plastic sheeting given by the humanitarian organizations. Women normally are in charge of going to collect the firewood and the water and to fetch the water. The kids can go to the schools, but the schools, they were overcrowded in the camps. And the men, they try to find some labor, or otherwise they help with the animals if they have, or in the small things around the camp.
And they're very large camps, right?
You can have camps from the size of 2,000 people to the size of 100, 110,000 people.
Are people in the camps aware that there are peace talks going on in Nigeria?
Yes, yes. They were aware, and even in the last week, there have been some demonstrations in camps in support to the peace talks in Abuja.
Mr. Velosa, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Carlos Velosa is the emergency coordinator with the World Food Program for Darfur.